Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. And in this episode, we're going to tell you about the Disney Deluxe Dining Plan. Very exciting. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, Client Services Manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everybody.
Agent Consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
Agent for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kristen Turner.
Hello.
And our producer, Craig Williams.
Hello.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, everybody home, for watching and tuning in and listening. We appreciate you joining us. Very excited today to have Kristen join us at the table to help us talk about the Disney Dining Plan, specifically the Deluxe Dining Plan. We've done shows now on quick service and regular, right?
That's God knows what they're calling it this week. By the time this airs, they could be calling it something else.
Right. And they do need a better name.
Right.
Regular dining.
I think at this point, they're just calling it the Disney Dining Plan.
Oh, are they? Okay. Mm-hmm.
It used to be regular. It's been standard.
Plus. A lot
it's
of people plus. Say plus dining.
Yep.
So
they're going to name it Venti.
So this episode, we're going to tell you about the Deluxe Dining Plan, specifically from Tracy and Kristen's experience with it. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about what exactly is a dining plan. I mean, I realize this is a little rudimentary. I'm sure many of the folks who watch our show know this information, but we just want to make sure everyone's on the same page. So a dining plan is something that Disney has come up with to get your money. No, that's not true. Disney has developed this add-on to a Walt Disney World Resort package. Or if you're a Disney Vacation Club member, you can add it to a DVC booking
right, as
a separate add-on to that. And I'm going to give my sort of overview nutshell definition of what it is, and you guys can help me sort of fill in the details. Basically, what you're doing is you're prepaying for meals at Disney. It's not necessarily a discount, although if you do it right, you could save money over buying the meals directly. But in a sense, what you're doing is you're buying your meals in advance through this voucher or point system that Disney has developed. These are you don't get vouchers, you don't get a physical thing. They're kept on your Magic Band or your Key to the World card. And the nice thing about it is Disney's come up with a really good, why? Because they don't do Key to the World cards anymore.
I'm just smiling. We'll let you continue.
Old fashioned. Am I
you are. You're so cute.
However, I will tell you this. I still get a Key to the World card. I still get a room key. So
yeah.
We don't put our stuff on the Magic Band, but that's a discussion for another day. So what Disney's done is they made it very nice and very easy for you to keep track of your pet points or your vouchers or your meals going forward, however you want to look at it. All right, so that's the simplistic view of it.
Right.
It's actually much more complicated than that. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about the specifics of what a deluxe dining plan includes?
Sure. Let me first say a couple terms. First of all, Disney calls their dining plan vouchers or points. At this point, they're calling them credits. So when you hear people talk about them, they'll talk them in the terms of credits. The other thing is, I just want to clarify that because this is very, I bet you, Kristen, you find this too. Clients are very confused about the Magic Band and what's on it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, nothing is on the Magic Band.
Correct.
Everything is in your My Disney Experience account, and the Magic Band is just a tool to access it. I think of it a little bit like your bank card. You know, your bank card accesses your account. The Magic Bands do the same thing. That's why you could have multiple, like I probably have 20 or 30 mm-hmm. that I use. You can have multiple Magic Bands. Like John had said, he gets a Key to the World card.
Right.
So it's just accessing the information. So just to clarify that, Kristen, tell us what the deluxe dining plan includes.
Well, I just also wanted to include with the Magic Bands that you can also make changes after you've received them. Sometimes somebody will say, well, I don't want to change something. I already have my Magic Band.
Right.
So they don't really actually sync up to your My Disney Experience account until, I mean, there's like live. It's always active. Everything you change is always going to be on that Magic Band. But what is the dining?
See, that's confusing. She just said there's nothing that's on the Magic Band, and you just said everything's going to be on the Magic Band.
Yes.
And you can see why it's confusing for clients, mm-hmm. too.
Right. It's just the words you use.
Yes. You have to be so careful with the terminology you use, because it's so easy. Like, we know exactly what she's talking about.
I do. I guess someone's listening.
And that's exactly true. And you can really, and that's why when we say clients are confused by that, it's completely understandable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean to imply anything else.
I think your analogy of a bank card is pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your bank card, and you know it accesses your bank account. Or accounts, depending on how you
have
it set up. However, if you, God forbid, lose it or it expires, you just get a new card.
Exactly.
And it still accesses your account.
Right.
Same thing with a Magic Band or whatever form you use. It's just going to access the information. It's just going to link up.
Right.
Simple. So everything's in your My Disney Experience. So when you get a dining plan, the dining plan goes into your My Disney Experience account, but you access it with your Magic Band at the locations where you use it.
That's exactly right.
Gosh.
See?
And next, I just wanted to sound like we know what we're talking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Clear we're gonna as talk mud. About,
right. And next, we're going to talk about tickets. Are you ready?
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So, what is the deluxe dining plan? The deluxe dining plan gives you 3 table service or quick service meals per person per night of your stay, plus 2 snacks, and then you also get the resort refillable mug. So, what that means is that you can use the table service meals or quick service meals, and you can, it's interchangeable. So you can have 3 table service meals a day planned out, 3 reservations if you'd like. But we, like we talked about, we use it completely different. Or you can use it however you want. It's very flexible.
It is very flexible. And so I think sometimes it makes sense. We, our recent trip in August, we spent a week here on vacation, and we had the deluxe dining plan, Chris and I did. And my nephew was with us as well. And so we used it at that point. And I've used it once or twice before. I don't do it every trip. I find that I'm also in the situation, I think Kristen as well, where we're not necessarily visiting once a year. Mm-hmm. So some of our trips, usually about once a year, once every 18 months, I like to have the deluxe plan because I want to eat in some of the signature restaurants. Whereas other trips, I might just want quick service because I'm just coming and going.
So I think we need to do a few more definitions here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think we should start from the bottom up because I think this is the easiest. The refillable, you can feel it over and over again. Yes. The refillable mug. That's what you get. You have one. Mm-hmm. An example of one. Why don't you hold it up and show people what the current one is?
I have the Christmas one. Oh, this is the Christmas cute. One.
Aww.
So how does this happen? What does this do? How does that work, the refillable mug?
So you go and get that at the quick service location at your resort, and it's for length of stay. You get to refill it at your resort only. And you can take it into the parks, but you can't refill it at the parks. You could refill it with water. You can't take the mug, but they'll give you a cup of water that you can put in your mug if you'd like. But those are from the quick service location, and you can refill them with soft drinks at the parks and at the resort.
Sorry. Hot drinks, cold drinks,
right.
Anything that's available at those drink stations.
Yep. And some resorts will have more than one drink station. So usually there'll be one near a pool, there'll be one in the food court. And as you said, it's hot drinks, soda, hot drinks. There's usually sweet tea available, mm-hmm. I think.
Lemonade on some of them.
Yeah, so there can be a variety of what's available, but you can refill it as many times as you want. And there's sometimes, like this is the Christmas one, and they all basically look the same. Often the resort ones, they're not resort specific anymore like they used to, but they'll be different color lids or handles if you have multiple people in the family. So you get that free as part of the plan. And if you were to buy that, I believe it's just over $20 mm-hmm. with tax to buy it. So there is value to the mug itself.
I think for sure. And again, remember, this is per person in your party.
Right.
This isn't one for all of
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
So if you have a family of four,
did you see Tracy's mind scroll back?
Because there was a time when we would reuse paper drink cups. Mm-hmm. But we can't all drink out of it. Sure, we can. So everybody in your party gets one of these. So $20, that's a pretty good, substantial amount of money for sure.
For sure.
Yep.
So let's move up to snacks. Mm-hmm. Snacks get a little more complicated because you have to go by whatever Disney defines as a snack. Mm-hmm. However, I think the good thing is there's a wide variety
massive.
Of snacks.
And it's not, it used to be that you could kind of assume anything around the $4 price range counted as a snack credit. That's not necessarily the case anymore. It can vary from, a banana to a bagel with cream cheese. I mean, there's a lot of variety at different locations. We often use our snacks as a breakfast item because we don't eat full breakfast. So we might, use it for a bagel or a muffin or something like that. A snack, one of my favorite things to use, is good at Starbucks. Any size at Starbucks. So we often do that, especially when we're here in the summer. It was hot. So we're getting the cool drinks at Starbucks. The great thing Disney does do, though, is typically every menu board you're looking at will have the symbol, Disney Dining Plan snack symbol. I don't even know what I just said.
it's a rough morning here.
A snack nimble.
That's exactly what I did. Good job. And so it kind of helps you identify what snacks are. You can also, in like a gift shop, some of the items in there. So often people at the end of the week may find that they have credits left. So you can take those credits that you have left and go and get, you know, some prepackaged treats to take home. So there's things that you can still do with them. Definitely don't let credits go unused at the New Year's Day.
I've had clients ask for a list, and there is no list.
Right.
It is just an infinite amount, and they add things daily. Like yesterday, I saw all of these new snacks that are available at Hollywood Studios for the holidays, and it's just there's no way to have a list. It's you just go to the quick service locations, the food carts, and you'll see the little snack credit symbol and can see what you can get.
I think a good general rule is it's typically something that's for an individual. So if you like see like an individual bag of popcorn or something as opposed to the big family size. So the family size would not be a snack credit, but the individual would be. It's typically not anything that has multiples to it like that.
The cupcakes.
And again, that's a very general explanation because we find one of the great uses of snack credits is when Epcot has food and wine or anything with food booths. Many of the items there are snack credits.
Like you can get a soda with a snack credit.
Right.
A bottle of soda.
Sure. A bottle of water with a snack credit.
But that wouldn't be a good use in my opinion.
Right.
Like a bottle of water.
Also, so you, for the with the deluxe dining plan, you get 2 snack credits per person per day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Per night.
Per night. You say, oh my gosh.
See?
2 snack credits per person per night. Mm-hmm. And
now say they're on your magic band. Go ahead.
And we're going to, and now we're going to throw another wrinkle into it in that you do not have to use them per night. So if you decide that it's 11:59 and oh shoot, I haven't used my snack credit that day, they roll over.
Yes.
Or they're actually for your entire stay.
Right. So what happens on the first day when you check in to your resort, you will see, and you can track them on the app now, your credits and what's left, and you'll see you have them on there as a total for the family. So they're all put on there the first day. And then so every time I use a snack credit, I get a receipt, and on the bottom of the receipt, it tells me how many I have left of that credit that I used. It also tells me in the app. So they're there as a total. You can use them all on day one if you wanted to. And that's why I say at the end of the stay, if you have some you didn't use, you can exchange them for other things.
Correct. So let's move now on to the meals.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 3, I'm just going to say in general, meals per person per day.
Per night.
Oh my gosh. They can either be...
You know, you're using those words
interchangeably.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's the way, you know, because... Yep. Checkout day, your last day, and things like that. It's just it's a travel term. Tracy's using the actual travel term.
Exactly. And just because, again, because it's so confusing for guests. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's so confusing, because everybody uses those words interchangeably, and we all know what they mean.
Well, even on game shows, they'll say a 6-night, 7-day stay.
Right.
And that just means your last checkout day kind of thing.
Yeah,
because we often get asked that. Does it go by your park days, or does it go by the nights of your stay, or how many days you're there?
Right.
So your reservation is always going to be how many nights you're sleeping in the bed.
Right. Yes. And the one thing we should mention about the number of nights is that you can only purchase this for the number of nights of your stay. You cannot purchase the dining plan for less. Like, you can't say, I only need it for 3 nights of my 6-night stay. It doesn't work like that. Disney insists that it's all or nothing.
And it's every member of your party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can't say, well, Grandma doesn't eat as much. She doesn't need a deluxe dining plan. It's everybody on that reservation.
We've also gotten questions that say, you know, my 10-year-old still eats like a 9-year-old. But at 10, you're a Disney adult. So...
What's the difference?
At 10, you pay adult prices.
At 9, he's drinking vodka.
Right.
My 9-year-old eats like an adult. Drinks like a sailor.
Exactly.
So, again, 3 meals.
Yeah.
And these can be a table service or a snack credit or a quick service.
Mm-hmm.
So now you guys, now let's finesse this. And let's talk a little bit about what it means to be table service versus quick service, mm-hmm. and then signature versus regular.
Okay.
Go for it.
So table service would be anything like a buffet, family style cafeteria, or family style or character meal. So anywhere where you sit down, have a waiter or waitress come to you. So that's the table service. And then quick service is the cafeteria, food court, quick type meals.
Basically anything where you walk up to a menu board to order.
Yeah.
And either pull a tray away, or they give you a number to bring you the food. So if you're walking up somewhere to order, generally speaking, that's quick service. So that's usually
Yes. Yeah, so if you're at the value resorts, the wide, huge food courts, those are quick service meals. And those are the throughout the parks at Disney Springs. You can use them, those credits anywhere.
Yeah.
The good news is now this is something you can look up and you can do research on and say what exactly is a table service, what exactly quick service,
yep,
and figure that out.
And the resorts have pamphlets as well. Like if you haven't figured out in advance. Also, if you look at park maps, they'll, you know, they'll say which is, if it's a quick service or a table service in the location as well. Generally speaking, table service needs advanced dining reservations. Quick service generally doesn't, with the exception of Be Our Guest for breakfast and lunch, I think they're still doing. Mm-hmm. Quick service, you can actually make a reservation for that at Be Our Guest. But generally speaking, a table service requires an advanced reservation.
Okay. Right. So let's say we've defined this well enough. You guys had a chance to do the deluxe dining plan. And
you
say,
still have to talk about signature.
Another thing I wanted to talk about was you get at each one.
Right.
Before you do that, let's just define a signature restaurant.
Go ahead.
Because you've used... No,
A signature restaurant is basically somewhere that takes two dining credits. So it might be because it's a higher-end restaurant, like California Grill or Flying Chico. Fish, Chico. It could be certain character meals, like Cinderella's Royal Table takes two. Some of the dinner shows, like Spirit of Aloha or Hoop-De-Doo, they take two of your table service credits. So you have three credits in a day with the deluxe plan. So if you were to do a signature, it would take two of those credits.
And again, it gets confusing because Disney says meals. You get three table service meals. Well, that's not necessarily true if you do a signature.
Right. And that's why we try to use the terminology of credits.
Credits. Right.
Mm-hmm. So that you say you get three credits per person per day to decide where and how you're going to use them.
Okay.
Basically. Because it gets so confusing as soon as you call them meals because, well, it's a meal.
Right. Ohana's a meal.
Right. You know? And that's why we say, like, when clients are asking us questions and they're confused about it, we're not annoyed or frustrated with those questions at all because we completely understand why it's so difficult to use. And that's why a lot of people will just say no to it because they don't want to be bothered because it just feels so overwhelming sometimes. I think most people, once you would talk about it and you explain it, they can see how the advantages and they can see more of how it works. It kind of demystifies it a little bit. You know, it's not so confusing.
Kristen, what does a meal or a credit include when you go to a restaurant and you sit down?
At quick service, it would be an entree and a dessert. And the same thing goes for the table service meals, except for on the deluxe dining plan, you also get the appetizer. Every person gets an appetizer and a dessert. So mm-hmm. It is a lot of food.
Right. Keep in mind as well that if you're at a signature restaurant where they take two credits, as long as it's not something that has a per-person charge, like a dinner show or a character meal. But if I'm sitting at Citrico's where it takes two credits and there's four of us, we may decide to only use three sets of two credits, six credits altogether. There's confusing because we can share. Nobody says you can't share.
Right.
And sometimes because you get that appetizer, which is really, it's not really an individual appetizer. It's more meant as a share appetizer, but each person on that deluxe plan gets one. So sometimes between the appetizer and what the main course is, and then you still get a dessert, you can share a meal and not necessarily every person use two credits.
But you cannot do that at like a family style meal. You can't do that at your character meals or
anything like that. Anything that has a per person charge, no matter if you eat or not, you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. One thing to mention about the drink as well, both quick service and table service or signature, now includes alcohol.
Yep.
So if you want to have a beer with your lunch, you can. And most locations have some type of alcohol. And it's not really restricted. Like you would think your choice is A or B. Most places we go, it's just about anything on the menu. If it's wine, it'll have a dollar value. That's included. So that's been a real change. And Chris has enjoyed that because sometimes he wants to just have a beer with lunch. And that's now included. And for kids or for those not 21 who can't order alcohol, there's also other specialty type drinks on the menu. So it might be a special shake or some kind of
non-alcoholic
mixed drink. So that's added a little bit extra value to the plan as well.
Now, I mentioned in the beginning, this is like prepaying for your meals. Mm-hmm. So you could think of it as sort of, making it so you don't put any money out of pocket. Unfortunately, that's not entirely true. because these do not include the tip.
Right.
Right.
So how is a tip handled when you purchase something, when you get a meal at Disney on a dining plan?
So you can pay for it just like you would anything else. So you can use your Magic Band, pay with cash, pay with a gift card. It's the same thing. But I do like to add that parties of six or more, which includes my family now, have an automatic gratuity of 18%. So even though, like you said, and especially with these signature restaurants, you could be really paying for gratuity on these bills. So that's something to factor in. You think you've prepaid, but then you get a $75 gratuity bill.
So you're sitting down and you finished your meal. The waiter comes over and brings you a slip of paper.
Yeah, you get a receipt just as if it was you were going to be paying cash. So you get a receipt that shows you the value of your order. The credits just become how you're paying for it. So you get the receipt. It shows you the total value, tells you the suggested tip amount, or the 18% automatically added if you're six or more. So you see it right there. You can then decide, as Kristen said, how you're going to pay that gratuity. Mm-hmm. And you can adjust it. I mean, even though you're a party of six and that's the suggested, if you had an issue, you could. I mean, I don't think too many people would do that. But you definitely want to factor in the gratuity. And I want to say, I find that most people save money with a dining plan. There is the prepay benefit of it, but I find most people will save money, especially if they're doing things where you're paying per person no matter what you're eating, you know, or you start to visit the signature dining. I mean, we had one meal for the three of us on a signature dining that was well over $300. That was one meal. And we paid $116 each that day for the dining plan. So just that one meal covered the cost of our dining plan for the day. So anything else we did that day, our snacks, our other meal was almost gravy.
Right.
So it's a way to pay for it. If you wouldn't normally eat at signature restaurants, I think the gratuity becomes prohibitive. Like, it's not free. It's not, you've prepaid it, but then all of a sudden you get that gratuity bill. So I think you need to think about how you would use it, but because it's hefty when it
comes. So is the gratuity based on what you would have ordered?
Yes, the value of what you ordered, okay. Just like, so you get a receipt just as you would if you were paying cash.
So when you get there and you go, oh, this is free, and I'm going to have the lobster steak combo, and I'm going
to
have.
And you have, and most shrimp. Of your servers will be very, very helpful in how to maximize your dining credits. Mm-hmm. Because they're doing the math and the ka-ching.
Right. So you think, oh, I'm getting this really great meal for free. And at the end of the night, you're presented with the gratuity.
The gratuity amount.
So keep that in mind.
So keep that in mind. And so we've done it before where we were all about maximizing the value and how much we could save. And we were so proud of ourselves. And then when I started to think, it's like, okay, so I went to the boathouse and I ordered the steak and the lobster because I could and paid the gratuity. Had I gone regularly, I would have ordered like maybe the lobster roll, right? So then when we did it this summer, we said, forget it. We're not worried about maximizing it. We're worried about ordering it the way that, just the way we would if we were paying cash at the end of the meal. And we still found by the end of it, we had saved. Like there was a bit of a savings involved. And we're finding the prices are getting so prohibitive that just having it prepaid, it just makes the vacation a little more worry-free.
People are looking for, quote-unquote, all-inclusive vacations now.
Right.
They don't want to have to worry about individually paying out for any aspect of it. So I think this adds to it. All right. So let's talk about your experience with it. So what is the background? What was going on? Who was in your party? All that good stuff.
So I've used it several times. The first time I ever used it was our honeymoon. So we got really spoiled and it was just two adults and we did all of the signature restaurants and loved them. And so then we started coming with kids. We still wanted to be able to do those, but we also have these kids who wanted to do character meals. So it was like, how are we going to be able to do it? And so we still kept the deluxe dining plan, but the way we did it was a character meal.
How'd you do it?
The way we did it was...
It's a tough table.
So the way we did it is a character meal for breakfast in the morning, and then we did a signature meal in the evening. So then you're still using your three credits per day, but you're not eating three meals a day, sit-down meals, and spending all your time in a restaurant. Because I think if you use it that way, you are going to spend a lot of time in the restaurant. So if you do three table service meals a day, that is going to spend a lot of time.
So my question is this. Do your children have to eat every day?
Only when they have credits.
Like when you have 12 kids all at the age of 8, do you take turns feeding them?
Yes.
Today, only the children even numbered names get to eat.
And I think a rookie mistake is people who are making 3 reservations a day is making them in 3 parks.
Right. Yeah. Yes. We've come across that.
Obviously, there's logistical issues with specifically the deluxe plan for sure. Mm-hmm. But let's talk more about. I really want to get into. Tell me about how you use the plan. Did you find it was better than doing it on your own, easier on your own, or was it just like for me personally, it feels like a lot of work. It feels like, boy, I really have to plan what I want to do.
I would not use it for. I wouldn't eat at those places if we were paying out of pocket with the kids for the signature. So I would only eat at those places with that dining because, like you said, if you get those bills without the dining and you're looking at the pricing and it's just when you have the dining plan, you don't even technically look at the price. I mean, I don't. I don't look at the prices. Right. I don't care. So it helped me eat at places I wouldn't normally eat at. It's not hard for me. This is I like that. I like to make the 2 reservations a day and I make them logistically where it makes sense, 2-in-1 park or where we're going to be. So that worked out well for us. But we used to do it, but we now have got 3 kids I have to pay for, one who's going to be an adult next time. So we are kind of moving towards the regular dining at this point. But this is how we used to do it with the 2 meals a day. And I also don't think you should ever use a table service meal for a quick service. I mean, you could, and you've got it, but I think it's a waste. I mean, you think that you could actually have a whole table service meal with appetizer, entree, and dessert, and then you use it on a quick service. It seems like a waste of money to me. So that's how I always used it.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, keep in mind with the character breakfast, you might be paying around $40 per night for a child for the dining plan. You could do a character dinner at like Chef Mickey's. What's the dinner at Chef Mickey's now?
I looked it up. It was $50 an adult and about $30 a child.
Yeah. So $30 is just the cost of the character meal. Mm-hmm. So, for $40, when you're getting the meals for the entire day, it starts to, especially with kids under 9, it starts to financially make sense. Mm-hmm. I know for us, when we did it in the summer and we had our nephew with us, it was great to be able to tell him he's 16. So, you want that steak, order it. Because he was like, well, I don't know if I like it. And I'm worried about what happens if I don't eat it. I'm with my aunt and uncle. And it's like, you don't have to. So we found that he tried so many things that he wouldn't have otherwise and really opened up some of the things that he likes. But I think if you're paying, especially if you've got 3 kids, you're like, well, you guys can just share this or, it changes the feel of vacation.
I don't know if you guys did this, but do you think this is a good idea for people with kids who are a little more independent and say, listen here, go to the park today. And here's what you can do.
I think you can, because especially if you're going to let, teenage age kids go and they're going to do maybe a quick service for lunch and you're all going to meet for, your signature at the end of the day. That's great. I also think sometimes when you've got teenagers on the go, you may want to look at the quick service plan just because, if you're not planning on getting together. But I tell people if you're going to do a sit down meal once a day, generally speaking, the dining plan is going to make sense. Mm-hmm. There's some exceptions, of course, always. But I think that it kind of just does. Because people will look at the cost of the dining plan, well, and they'll say, we won't spend that much to eat. But you're paying Disney prices. Mm-hmm. So it's not a reasonable comparison. Like, you go out to eat at home, you're not paying Applebee prices, right? And so when you look at the cost of the food versus, yes, when you look at the cost of the dining plan, it's a high number. But when you look at the cost of what Disney dining costs, also a high number.
Right.
So it's you have to, it's comparable that way.
So we're going to save this to the end, but I'm going to talk about price real quick. So deluxe dining plan, $116.25 per adult
per night of stay.
Includes taxes.
Yep.
So no additional charge on top of that. Children, $43.49 per child. Per night. So
children are 9 and under.
9 and under. Mm-hmm.
And between 3 and 9.
I look at $116.25. You and I could easily spend that in a day on food per person.
We could spend that at a meal.
Really? We could drop it at a meal. Yeah. But I'm saying easily.
That's not exaggerating at Disney.
Right? No, it's not. That's the reality of it, especially if you're going to signature restaurants.
I really think the child price is a steal. I mean, at $43, you get the mug, you have the two snacks, and you can eat at Chef Mickey's three times if you want in a day.
And we're not suggesting that.
And don't. but I mean, technically you could.
Right. You could really get the most out of it. So the question becomes, you know, there's obviously, we talked about this a little bit, logistical issues with this. You have to be a planner. Mm-hmm. You have to pre-plan.
But you do have to book your dining, whether you're using the dining plan or not. Mm-hmm. So you do have to pre-plan if you're planning on doing any of these restaurants that the table service credit is used at. You have to plan and book them at 180 days anyway.
I think three meals, though, requires more.
Oh, God. Please. Like, there, I do have a couple clients who go... And I'm thinking of one family in particular, and they go every couple years and they get the deluxe plan and they do book three a day, but they're frequent enough visitors that they're okay with that. The dining is part of their vacation. Mm-hmm. I think the difference is when I have first timers going and trying to book three reservations a day, I really try to talk them out of it. Because you're going to spend so much time getting to or in restaurants, and even if they're in the park you're at.
Right.
It's just such a time sucker.
Right, because it's not like you walk into the restaurant and sit down and eat and leave.
Right.
You have to be there and wait. You still have to wait for your table.
Mm-hmm.
Wait to be served. So, yeah, well, that's the one thing to think about, too, is who is this good for?
Exactly.
So it's good for, I think, that Disney has become part of the Disney vacation experience has been some people come for the food.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're, Kevin hates this word, foodies.
Mm-hmm.
Who are here to enjoy the various food that's offered. So this is a great way for...
It's not the idea I hate. It's just that word.
Yeah, I know. The food,
and I even think it's a special occasion trip or adult-only trip that it's a very good thing for. Like, we just came for our 10-year anniversary. We did two signature meals, did food and wine, got to use the snack credits for that. So it's just
perfect for that. You pointed out, too, that you think even though... that this price for, you think the price for children is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing to plan it out and you're willing to sort of sacrifice park time, that it might be worth it for a family with kids.
Mm-hmm. And especially with the character meals. I know for us, Ben was never really a fan of meeting characters or character meals, so it wasn't a big deal. But there's some families where, you know, if you're like Kristen, you have three kids. No, not she has four. The baby's not quite meeting characters yet. They may want to meet different characters. She could spend half of her day in character lines.
Mm.
Whereas you do a character breakfast, you know, you're knocking out, you know, you're eating you're knocking out a few things. The other thing we like about the table service, and we used to use them when Ben was younger, was it kind of forced us to sit down and take a break for an hour. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no way he would have done that three times a day.
Right.
That would have been.
Well, that's why the dining plan regular standard
plus
venti
seems to make the most sense to me because for a family like that, at least it's sort of that we're going to get together at dinner.
Right.
And we're going to spend time together at dinner.
Yep.
And this will be, you can go and do whatever you want during the day, but let's at least.
Yeah. And when it's multi-generational families or, you know, multiple families traveling together, it's also a great tool because sometimes individual families want to do their own thing during the day and then come together for a meal at night. And then you have to think, sometimes people will be on the regular dining plan and then, you know, we'll talk about what dining they want to book. And then I'll start to look at it and I'll start to do the math and say, okay, now you've won some signature dining. You're going to be using a couple credits on those. Now it's making sense to go from that one up to the next one. And so, you know, sometimes that's the discussion. And sometimes I've had people book deluxe dining and give me their list. And I'm like, you don't need deluxe dining. You're not going to get use out of this, so let's back you down again. So it's very individual. I hope what people take from this is, while it sounds confusing, once you find the plan that works for you and you kind of understand that people think they're going to go to a restaurant and have a special menu, like, oh, because you're on the dining plan, you only get this. And that's not the case. The full menu is basically open to you. There may be some exceptions for upcharges depending on, you know, what you're ordering. There might be an add-on charge for different things. But generally speaking, the full menu is open to you.
Anything else you wanted to add that we didn't cover with the dining plans?
No. I always say I wish there was a two-table service credit dining plan. Don't you
Me
think
too.
That would be
I think
useful?
That would be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the three feels like too much, and sometimes the regular is not quite enough.
Right.
Or even if there was a way, but it would just super complicate things. But even if there was a way to add on. Mm-hmm. You know what I've had recently happen? And I don't believe this breaks any Disney rules, so I'm going to say it. If it does, sorry. But I've had two families traveling together, and one gets the deluxe plan, and the other gets the regular plan. And then, because they only need extra credits for some meals, and then they kind of share between them. So, like, maybe the family with a deluxe plan, they're going to pay for dinner today with their credits. Because you can. You know, if I have a friend visiting, I can decide I'm going to use credits on them if I want to. Because I can use the credits any way I want. So sometimes families will do that as well.
Or you could walk around the restaurant and ask people if you want to use their credits and charge them for it.
You could. You could. What I love to do, when we were on the deluxe plan, we actually ended up with some extra credits. So we were, you know, one thing I do want to mention, if you have an extra meal credit, quick service or table service, you can exchange that for 3 snacks. Now, you can only do it at one location, typically a gift shop, the food courts. It's not done everywhere. Mm-hmm. Typically not always done in the parks. It's a little bit harder to do it there, generally at your resort. So I could take that, and I brought a bunch of gluten-free prepackaged snacks home with me. So I could exchange one of my leftover credits for 3 snacks.
Do we have
so
the overhead camera shot, Craig, where we could see Tracy trying to buy Dunkin' Donuts boxes? We need that. Kind of like the poker
table. For the record,
shot.
She did not bring them.
I have my gluten-free snacks.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's definitely no reason to come home with credits. Mm-hmm. But what I loved to do, we had a few extras above, which was way too many snacks to take home. So we had to go to Pop Century and pick up something. We're staying at Pauly that trip. So we went to Pop Century, and I talked to a cashier, and the next few people that came through, I paid first. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I ended up not feeling well that trip, so I didn't use all of my credits. And so I ended up paying for 2 families' meals that day.
Oh, that's neat.
So I like doing stuff like that with them
too. I want to back up a minute. So talk about exchanging out a meal. How do you do it? Did you just go to the register at the resort?
So I took my 3 snack items. I went at the resort gift shop, and I said, I want to use a quick service meal for these 3 snacks. And they did it. They knew exactly what I was talking about. They did it right away. You don't go to guest services or anything and ask them to do that. You do it at the transaction.
Okay.
And that's why you need to do all 3 at once. And wow. So the resort food court will do it. I'm guessing there's probably other locations. Those are the 2 places I've had the most success where I've got cast members who are very familiar with the process and there's been no issue.
And this is something that's not necessarily advertised. And like you said, you have to get the right person, the right cast member, the right location to do it. So not some people are going to look at you like
crazy.
Yeah,
I think if you're trying to do it in the Emporium in Magic Kingdom, mm-hmm. you're probably going to have an issue.
Yeah,
I think probably most likely where they would see more of those right. transactions.
And I think the resort on checkout day.
Yeah.
You can, you know, if you come up with a few snacks, they're like, oh, checkout day. And they know exactly what you're doing. So bottom line is the deluxe dining plan is not for everybody. I don't think in most cases booking 3 sit-down meals a day is a good idea. I think unless you're frequent visitors and that's the purpose of the trip, using something like the deluxe dining plan during it, if you are a foodie, that word that Kevin hates, you know, food and wine, you're using snack credits, you've got, you know, some signature dining going on, there can be some value there, but be smart with it, and your agent can always help you figure out which plan makes the most sense for you.
Absolutely, yep. Talk to your agent, make sure they know what your plan is overall and what your family wants to do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's important too.
Right.
You know, because I think some people do go for food.
Yep.
I want to go and I want to enjoy the food.
And some people are going for attractions and rides, and just as we would discuss your resort and what makes the most sense, you know, it's the same discussion. What makes the most sense for how you want to do this trip? And if you say, I don't want to make reservations in advance, I just want to go, then I think the quick service plan, you know, I've talked about it before, and I've said we've started using it on more trips now than we ever did before because Disney has broadened what a quick service is by so much. Yes. I'm not just eating burgers and chicken fingers.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, ladies, very much. I appreciate you doing the research. And doing Disney Dining, Deluxe Disney Dining Plan for the team, taking one for the team. Thank you guys for being here and participating. Thank you everybody at home for listening and watching. We truly appreciate it. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.